From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, January the 7th. Baylor coach Matt Rhule agreed Tuesday to a 7-year contract to become the Carolina Panthers' next coach. The deal is worth $60 million and incentives could push it to $70 million. Owner David Tepper, who, when previously explaining the job description, didn't rule out hiring a college coach but made it clear he understood the, quote, difficulty in moving from college to the NFL. Rhule previously spent only 1 year in the NFL, that in 2012, as an offensive line assistant for the New York Giants. Rhule has a reputation for turning programs around, and in his third year at Temple, the Owls went 10-2 during the regular season. A year later, he led the program to its first conference championship since 1967. Baylor went 11-3 this past season, 2 years after going 1-11 in Rhule's first season in Waco. Rhule, 44, will inherit a Carolina team that finished 5-11 this past season and has had 3 losing seasons in the past 4 years since going to the Super Bowl after the 2015 season. Although Rhule was a linebacker at Penn State, he has become known for his offensive prowess. He is a big believer in the RPO, the run-pass option, that is big in the NFL and something the Panthers have run the past 2 seasons, with Norvin Scott Turner helming the offense. Rhule, initially known for his smash-mouth football, has jokingly called the RPO his, quote, deal with the devil. The New York Giants are finalizing a deal for New England Patriots wide receivers coach and special teams coordinator Joe Judge to become the team's next head coach. Judge, 39, has spent the last 8 years with the Patriots as a special teams coach. Judge had an offer to become the head coach at his alma mater, Mississippi State, but decided to remain in the NFL. The Giants were planning on interviewing Baylor head coach Matt Rhule before he accepted the Carolina Panthers head coaching job. Judge also worked under Nick Saban as a special teams assistant at Alabama from 2009 to 2011. In his career, Judge has 3 Super Bowl rings as a Patriots assistant and 2 BCS championships with Alabama. The Giants have also requested permission from the Dallas Cowboys to interview Jason Garrett to be Judge's first offensive coordinator. Linebacker Kiko Alonso tore the ACL in his right knee during the Saints' playoff loss to the Minnesota Vikings, a source confirmed to ESPN. Alonso, 29, has now suffered 3 torn ACLs dating back to college. He tore the right ACL while at Oregon and the left ACL heading into his second NFL season with the Buffalo Bills in 2014. Alonso also sprained his knee during the 2015 season with the Philadelphia Eagles, but he bounced back well enough from those injuries to have a productive career with the Bills, the Eagles, the Dolphins, and then the Saints. He had at least 115 tackles in 3 straight seasons with Miami from 2016 to 18, and he played well enough this season in a part-time role with the Saints after being traded as part of the Dolphins' youth movement and defensive overhaul in September. Alonso became the Saints' primary middle linebacker in base formations after they lost starter Alex Anzalone to a shoulder injury in Week 2. Alonso's playing time increased to 33 snaps per game when he was healthy over the second half of the season. The 6'3", 239-pound linebacker had a total of 20 tackles and 1 batted pass over his final 5 games of the regular season, while helping New Orleans finish with the NFL's number 4 run defense, though he also missed 3 games in December with a quad injury. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.